Drive-Time Show on Toledo Sports Leader, 106.5 The Ticket.
Miguel swings it to fly ball, right field, way back and right. Garcia to the fence, looking up, and it's gone, a home run.
Wow.
Miguel Cabrera with a two-run shot to right, his 24th, his fifth home run in the last week. The Tigers hit it.
This 106.5 The Ticket Sports Exclusive is driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik Jr. at the Monroe Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram Superstore.
Matthews got it, throws. He's got Golden Tate, who makes the catch. Inside the 15, inside the 10, and he's biking away. He's into the end zone. Pack the bags, start the plane. This game is over. Oh, baby, how big is that?
Get ready. It's now drive time.
Sweeping left side, 10-5. Touchdown, Curtis Samuel. And the Buckeyes win it in overtime. A game that they trailed by 10 points to give Ohio State a 30-27 victory over the University of Michigan.
Here's the host of Drive Time.
Now Gretzky's got a breakaway. He's in all alone. He shoots a score. Blocked the shot, sent Gretzky in, 3-0 Los Angeles. Wayne Gretzky gets the goal.
Mike Miller is out there watching.
On its way, here's Chris DeMarco to win it. He wins it! DeMarco! 15 feet, 4 inches, center of cup, President's Cup to the United States.
All right, everybody, how are you? Another edition of Drive Time. Glad to have you on board. The show is always driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik. Coming to you tonight from the showroom at the Superstore. Today is October the 16th. This is show 1,457. We put 474 different guests through Drive Time. Speaking of guests, 5:15 tonight, walleye season underway. They're on the road for two games this past weekend. Their home opener, by the way, is Saturday night down at the Huntington Center. Quad Cities comes in. Speaking of Quad Cities, the Walleye go out west, and they win on Friday night by a score of 3-2, make their way back east somewhat into Fort Wayne. 10,000 fans in Fort Wayne looking on as the Fort Wayne Comets beat the Walleye by a score of 4-2. Voice of the Walleye Television and Radio, Matt Melzack, will join us at 5:15 tonight. 5:35 tonight, Kyle Rowland, beat writer, Toledo Blade. He covers the Wolverines. Quite a bit of news going on up there. Wolverines, of course, escape with a 27-20 overtime win over Indiana. On the weekend, the Lions, I have to tell you one thing. Their bye week coming up could not come at a better time. The offensive line completely decimated. Wagner limping around. JT Lang didn't play. Greg Robinson not able to stop anybody. Matthew Stafford under constant under the gun siege, play after play. Lions somehow found their way to get back into that game, but eventually drop a 52-38 decision. Again, that was on Sunday down in New Orleans to Drew Brees and the Saints. Lions dropped to 3-3. Bye week. Again, how about this? 17 sacks on Detroit quarterback Matt Stafford through the last three games. The Ohio State Buckeyes, big win, 56-14 over Nebraska. Michigan, we mentioned their 27-20 loss to Indiana. That was in overtime. Rockets win at Central Michigan 30-10. They're now 5-1 on the season. Bowling Green, they drop a 48-30 decision to Central Michigan. NFL yesterday had some upsets as well. Miami wins at Atlanta. Minnesota beats Green Bay by a score of 23-10. Big news there. Aaron Rodgers out. The Bears beat Baltimore. Pittsburgh over Kansas City. New York Giants over Denver. And how about college football yesterday as well? And on Saturday, top 10, four teams went down. Clemson got beat by Syracuse and former Bowling Green coach Dino Babers. Washington State went down to Cal. Auburn went down to LSU, and Washington, they went down to Arizona State. So, big upsets in the NFL. Again, four teams in the top ten in college football on the weekend went down as well. A wild, wild week. Baseball tonight, Houston taking on the Yankees. That's in the Bronx in New York. Houston has a 2-0 lead in that series. Game three tonight, Dodgers also a 2-0 lead in their series. Met returns to Wrigley Field in Chicago tomorrow. So a lot going on. We're going to talk some hockey at 5:15 tonight with Melzack, and then Michigan football at 5:35. Hey, up here at the Superstore, by the way, it's Ram Power Days, $158 a month, 36-month lease. How about this one? 2017 Ram 1500 Express Crew Cab 4x4. Again, lease it for $158 a month. Visit MonroeSuperstore.com. Again, everybody, this is Drive Time, and this is show 1,457. Melzack and Roland right around the corner. Cushland's back at the studios, everybody. Back with Matt Melzack after this timeout. This is ESPN 106.5, The Ticket.
It's Drive Time on Toledo's sports leader, ESPN 106.5, The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Superstore. Glad to have you on board. Tomorrow, Dave Briggs is going to join us, talk a little bit of everything with Briggs. He's been all over North America, in New York, covering the Cleveland Indians, covering a lot of college football, NFL as well. 5:35 tonight, Kyle Rowland will join us. He is the University of Michigan beat writer. Wednesday, we'll be out at Kroger's in Perrysburg, talking BG, University of Toledo football. They unveil the bobblehead for that game. Again, we'll be out there for a two-hour show, again, Wednesday from 4 to 6. Cool temperatures in Toledo today. Got up this morning, opened the back door, let the herd out. The dogs went out and took a look at them for a little bit, and I said, feels like hockey weather. Indeed, it is. As the Walleye went out west, they opened the season on the road with two consecutive games. They get a win and a loss. The radio and the television voice of the Walleye and the Mud Hens, Matt Melzack, joins us. Hello, Matt. How are you?
Hey, Mike. Great to talk to you again, sir.
No, been a while. Great to hear your voice. Hey, first things first, you get a split. You go out to Quad City. You spoil their home opener. Then into Fort Wayne, of course, which is always a tough barn, and the Comets pick up a win. So two games into a long schedule, Dan Watson and the crew 1-1.
Yeah, it was a good start. First time Toledo's won the first game of a season since 2013, Mike. So been a little bit of a drought since we could say Toledo was unbeaten to start the year. But, you look at the way they played this weekend, played very well against Quad City. Especially in the third period, up a goal, 3-2. Third period, outshoot them 10-4. Really didn't allow a lot to Quad City, which is very reminiscent of what we saw a lot last year from Dan Watson, Andy Delmore on the coaching staff with their preaching. You know what? We're in the lead. Let's go finish the game. And they did that. Saturday, you could tell after the travel, Mike, getting in about 4:30 in the morning. Certainly a different look when Fort Wayne didn't play on Friday night. It was their home opener. They had 10,000. You know how loud that building can get, Mike. And for Toledo to be 3-2 in the third period, to have an unlucky break go against them, a pass from the corner that hits defenseman Davis Van Dane goes in the net, that's a tough way to have the game kind of end at a 4-2 score there. But overall, I think very well for the weekend, the first weekend of the season.
What was it from Quad City to Fort Wayne? Out of my own curiosity, a guy that spent a little time on the bus, 5-6 hours?
It's about 5, yeah. So, you know, maybe a little bit longer. You lose the hour, Mike. So, us leaving, you know, it was a 7 o'clock game Central Time in Quad City. By the time we were on the bus and going, it's after 11 o'clock Eastern Time. So, yeah, you get in about 4:30 in the morning and get ready to go for another night.
A lot of familiar names. I looked at the box scores on both nights, and I guess not familiar between the pipes. Both goaltenders seeing action over the weekend. In fact, Nagel saw action in both games. Tell us about the guys that their job to stop opposing pucks.
Well, I'll tell you what. I think you got two pretty good ones. Obviously, fans are aware of Pat Nagel and how good of a goaltender he is, Mike, and we're seeing a little bit with Mateen Mahovsky and just a few period and a couple of minutes, but he made some nice stops when he was in the game in Fort Wayne. And let's face it, it's his first time since his OHL days playing over here. He's been over in the Czech Republic playing there. So trying to get his feet wet into the pro game. I think it's a smart call on Detroit's side to say let's start him in Toledo. That way he can kind of slowly get used to the pro game, and we've seen it be very effective for goaltenders, especially over the years. Plus, not only that, you know, you look at Grand Rapids, they signed Pat Nagel. So now you got another veteran, you got a kind of a veteran guy that can kind of bring Mahovsky along as well. So kind of a smart situation for Detroit. You know, they know that developing goaltenders has been very successful, guys that start in the ECHL and work their way up.
Again, talking to Matt Melzak, radio and television voice of the Toledo Walleye. You know, you look up and down the roster, you certainly see a lot of guys with familiar names, guys that have been there for a while, and A.J. Jinks, the Michigan native, and up and down, Alden Hirschfeld, the captain out of Sylvania, Ohio, of course, and Bo Schmitz has been there a number of years. Already mentioned a couple of Plymouth Whalers there, and Simone Denis, and just guys have been around. Tyler Barnes has seen time there. We mentioned the change in goal, but for the most part, the nucleus of a team that by most folks' eyes thought last year probably were the best in the league. That's playoff hockey. It doesn't always happen. Very familiar with that scenario myself. But some new guys, too. A Brock Bukaboom that played his major junior, of course, in Sault Ste. Marie. And Billy Sarajarvi, of course, the Red Wing prospect. Connor Crisp, he's going to bring some sandpaper to that lineup as well. So I guess the way I'll put it, correct me if I'm wrong, the nucleus is there, but some tweaking by Coach Dan Watson in the front office.
Yeah, I think that's probably a great way to put it, Mike. You know, he wanted to have a little bit more of that, to use your phrase, sandpaper out there on the ice, and we certainly have that. You know, guys like Austin Brassard, you got Connor Crisp, who you mentioned, that will certainly bring a little bit of that physical element in there, not necessarily fighting. I know a lot of people, you know, especially around here, will say to me, hey, we're not tough enough. We don't fight enough. Well, no, you can be tough without being dropping the gloves every game, and this is going to be a team that is a little bit tougher and can withstand some things. You look at another big note off of this roster is the fact that the size has certainly changed. You got a lot of guys with a little bit more size to them. I mean, you even take out Christian Hilbrick in his 6'7" frame, but you know, you got a lot of guys like Connor Crisp at 6'2", 210, you know, 215, Austin Brassard, same thing. Those guys that have come in for Dan Watson, you know, Colin Martin, though he hasn't even played yet, but those guys, he really wanted to add a little bit more of that element with guys that can play in the same system and keeping up with that. Let's go up tempo. We get turnovers. We attack. The thing that has made Toledo successful over the last 3 years, and he's trying to incorporate that with a little bit more size, and I love the term sandpaper, Mike.
Well, you know what? I mean, and you nailed it. I mean, the game has changed. I mean, Listen, I'm old enough to remember that there was a fight every night, every game, home and road, 82 games a year, not only in the IHL. This went on in the mid-70s, of course, in the National League, the American League, everywhere. Very, very seldom do you see scraps anymore, but you got to finish checks. You got to be tough. You can't let your skilled players get pushed all over the ice. You got to have some guys in there that, as Claude Noel used to say, they can growl at a couple of people just to calm things down a little bit. And, you know, it sounds like Danny did that, because come playoff time, it's a very, very important team, especially with a team like Toledo had last year. And I watched a lot of games, very, very skilled guys that can finish, guys that can put the puck in the net. And other teams know that. I mean, if they don't have that skill level, I mean, you better get ready because they're going to run you, and that's just how it is at every level and every league. Not every team is built the same way, but I think he's went out and did the right thing, and it sounds like, again, this is a Toledo Walleye team that is going to be at or near the top all year long. That being said, Matt Melzak, and I know it's very early, but you have your finger on the pulse of this thing. Any other clubs you think in a preseason blush here that might be contenders?
Mike, I think you gotta, when you're looking at rosters and stuff, I mean, seeing Fort Wayne, they have a very similar team to what they had last year. Remember, they won, you know, in the upper 40s for wins. They finished second to Toledo in that division, a very good team. I think they'll be very good, you know, especially They look a little bit better in goal, which will certainly help them along. You know, you look at the rest of the division and the way teams were stacked. Kalamazoo brought a lot of the same players back, so you figure they're going to be that way. And they've got Joel Martin, who, you know, just seems to be an ageless wonder, just plays in goal every game. If he could, he would play every game. But, you know, they seem to be on paper anyway, very similar to what they were a year ago, which you got to figure, you know, a couple of the right tweaks there will probably make them a little bit better. And, you know, it'll depend a lot on, as you know, Mike, how rosters fluctuate over the course of the year. If there's a lot of healthy bodies, then we'll see that from teams where they'll go on those nice runs, and then we'll get an even better gauge of them when we get to playoff time, because there's just so much of that roller coaster over the course of the season. We saw it last year. Toledo at one point, I think a lot of people forget, lost four straight games during the year and just didn't play very well. And some of that had to do with the fact that there was multiple guys up in the American Hockey League. You had injuries going on. There's so many factors that factor into it. But I think you're going to see a couple of teams that are very good. A team that I'm interested to see how they play this year is Brampton, because they're coming off a very strong year. And it looked like Colin Chalk did a nice job loading up their roster. We end up seeing them a few more times out of the other conference just because of the proximity for us, Mike.
Good talking to Matt Melzak, radio and television voice of the Walleye. Tell me about that. What's the schedule? Are you televising on BCSN every game as last year?
Every home game will be on BCSN just like it was last year, Mike. So, yeah, we'll have you covered television-wise. Kyle Rogers, Scott Pollock, they'll be back with me. You know, we'll have some fun again this year, Mike. It was a lot of fun working with those guys, and certainly seeing the evolution of Kyle Rogers as an analyst has been a lot of fun as well. And you know, he's such a great human being, and getting a chance to have him in the booth has been a lot of fun too.
Saturday night home opener. Anything we have to know about that?
Well, you know what? We've got the whole day covered for you, Mike. Starting in the afternoon, they got the tailgate party going on at Hensville Park. We got the Brew Fest going on over at the Huntington Center for the game. You know, we'll have all the pregame festivities for you. Going to be a jam-packed house. Well, I'll tell you, I thought a couple years ago, Mike, we sold out 18 games during the year. I thought, oh, okay, well, there you go. That's probably the peak. You're not going to sell out more than half your games at home every year. Then we sold out 20 last year. So who knows? Maybe we're on our way to that again. Let's hope that's the case.
No, one of the great, I've always said this, one of the great markets in all of North America. You are in one on Saturday night in Fort Wayne, and one of our own here in Toledo. Great job, Matt. Thanks for coming on. We'll be checking in periodically throughout the season. Appreciate you taking the time.
You got it, Mike, as always. And, of course, fans, best way to keep up is always ToledoWalleye.com. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it, man.
All right, Matt Melzak, voice of the Walleye and the Mud Hen. So I'm going to take a little credit. I hired Matt, I think. That would have been back in the 2002 campaign. So he's got a pretty good run going here of 15 years in Toledo. And you know what? Not a lot of guys get to, you know, move up through the ranks as broadcasters. I know he's, you know, had a few kicks at the can. It hasn't happened. But I tell you what. If you're a minor pro play-by-play guy and you're doing the Mud Hens and you're doing the Walleye, that is not a bad gig. TAS Electronics Weather, TAS Electronics Sports. Traffic is always brought to you by Super Fitness Toledo. This show is always driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik. Visit MonroeSuperstore.com. Ram Power Days continue here at the Superstore, coming to you from the new and revamped showroom. It looks great. Come on up and see us. Michigan football with Kyle Rowland right around the corner.
The cure for annoying traffic jams. It's the Drive Time Show on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's your host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Drive Time. My name is Mike Miller. Glad to have you on board. Home of the Buckeyes, home of the Detroit Lions. I'd like to remind everyone that all the guests appear on the Vito's Pizza phone line through the end of the month. How about this? Large barbecue chicken pizza, $11, no coupon needed. That's at Vito's Pizza, ingredients you can trust. Just another note here. Come to the Monroe Superstore and pink out your ride, or better yet, check out one of the three new vehicles with a custom pink My Ride graphics. receive a free swings. Guys that have been there for a while, and A.J. Jinks, the Michigan native, and up and down, Alden Hirschfeld, the captain out of Sylvania, Ohio, of course, and Bo Schmitz has been there a number of years. Already mentioned a couple of Plymouth Whalers there, and Simone Denis, and just guys have been around. Tyler Barnes has seen time there. We mentioned the change in goal, but for the most part, the nucleus of a team that by most folks' eyes thought last year probably were the best in the league. That's playoff hockey. It doesn't always happen. Very familiar with that scenario myself. But some new guys, too. A Brock Bukaboom that played his major junior, of course, in Sault Ste. Marie. And Billy Sarajarvi, of course, the Red Wing prospect. Connor Crisp, he's going to bring some sandpaper to that lineup as well. So I guess the way I'll put it, correct me if I'm wrong, the nucleus is there, but some tweaking by Coach Dan Watson in the front office.
Yeah, I think that's probably a great way to put it, Mike. You know, he wanted to have a little bit more of that, to use your phrase, sandpaper out there on the ice, and we certainly have that. You know, guys like Austin Brassard, you got Connor Crisp, who you mentioned, that will certainly bring a little bit of that physical element in there, not necessarily fighting. I know a lot of people, you know, especially around here, will say to me, hey, we're not tough enough. We don't fight enough. Well, no, you can be tough without being dropping the gloves every game, and this is going to be a team that is a little bit tougher and can withstand some things. You look at another big note off of this roster is the fact that the size has certainly changed. You got a lot of guys with a little bit more size to them. I mean, you even take out Christian Hilbrick in his 6'7" frame, but you know, you got a lot of guys like Connor Crisp at 6'2", 210, 215, Austin Brassard, same thing. Those guys that have come in for Dan Watson, you know, Colin Martin, though he hasn't even played yet, but those guys, he really wanted to add a little bit more of that element with guys that can play in the same system and keeping up with that. Let's go up tempo. We get turnovers. We attack. The thing that has made Toledo successful over the last 3 years, and he's trying to incorporate that with a little bit more size, and I love the term sandpaper, Mike.
Well, you know what? I mean, and you nailed it. I mean, the game has changed. I mean, Listen, I'm old enough to remember that there was a fight every night, every game, home and road, 82 games a year, not only in the IHL. This went on in the mid-70s, of course, in the National League, the American League, everywhere. Very, very seldom do you see scraps anymore, but you got to finish checks. You got to be tough. You can't let your skilled players get pushed all over the ice. You got to have some guys in there that, as Claude Noel used to say, they can growl at a couple of people just to calm things down a little bit. And, you know, it sounds like Danny did that, because come playoff time, it's a very, very important team, especially with a team like Toledo had last year. And I watched a lot of games, very, very skilled guys that can finish, guys that can put the puck in the net. And other teams know that. I mean, if they don't have that skill level, I mean, you better get ready because they're going to run you, and that's just how it is at every level and every league. Not every team is built the same way, but I think he's went out and did the right thing, and it sounds like, again, this is a Toledo Walleye team that is going to be at or near the top all year long. That being said, Matt Melzack, and I know it's very early, but you have your finger on the pulse of this thing. Any other clubs you think in a preseason blush here that might be contenders?
Mike, I think you gotta, when you're looking at rosters and stuff, I mean, seeing Fort Wayne, they have a very similar team to what they had last year. Remember, they won, you know, in the upper 40s for wins. They finished second to Toledo in that division, a very good team. I think they'll be very good, you know, especially they look a little bit better in goal, which will certainly help them along. You know, you look at the rest of the division and the way teams were stacked. Kalamazoo brought a lot of the same players back, so you figure they're going to be that way. And they've got Joel Martin, who, you know, just seems to be an ageless wonder, just plays in goal every game. If he could, he would play every game. But, you know, they seem to be on paper anyway, very similar to what they were a year ago, which you got to figure, you know, a couple of the right tweaks there will probably make them a little bit better. And you know, it'll depend a lot on, as you know, Mike, how rosters fluctuate over the course of the year. If there's a lot of healthy bodies, then we'll see that from teams where they'll go on those nice runs, and then we'll get an even better gauge of them when we get to playoff time, because there's just so much of that roller coaster over the course of the season We saw it last year. Toledo at one point, I think a lot of people forget, lost four straight games during the year and just didn't play very well. And some of that had to do with the fact that there was multiple guys up in the American Hockey League. You had injuries going on. There's so many factors that factor into it. But I think you're going to see a couple of teams that are very good. A team that I'm interested to see how they play this year is Brampton, because they're coming off a very strong year. And it looked like Colin Chalk did a nice job loading up their roster. We end up seeing them a few more times out of the other conference just because of the proximity for us, Mike.
Good talking to Matt Melzak, radio and television voice of the Walleye. Tell me about that. What's the schedule? Are you televising on BCSN every game as last year?
Every home game will be on BCSN just like it was last year, Mike. So, yeah, we'll have you covered television-wise. Kyle Rogers, Scott Pollock, they'll be back with me. We'll have some fun again this year, Mike. It was a lot of fun working with those guys, and certainly seeing the evolution of Kyle Rogers as an analyst has been a lot of fun as well. And he's such a great human being, and getting a chance to have him in the booth has been a lot of fun too.
Saturday night home opener. Anything we have to know about that?
Well, you know what? We've got the whole day covered for you, Mike. Starting in the afternoon, they got the tailgate party going on at Hensville Park. We got the Brew Fest going on over at the Huntington Center for the game. We'll have all the pregame festivities for you. Going to be a jam-packed house. I'll tell you, I thought a couple years ago, Mike, we sold out 18 games during the year. I thought, oh, okay, well, there you go. That's probably the peak. You're not going to sell out more than half your games at home every year. Then we sold out 20 last year. So who knows? Maybe we're on our way to that again. Let's hope that's the case.
No, one of the great, I've always said this, one of the great markets in all of North America. You're in one on Saturday night in Fort Wayne and one of our own here in Toledo. Great job, Matt. Thanks for coming on. We'll be checking in periodically throughout the season. Appreciate you taking the time.
You got it, Mike, as always. And, of course, fans, best way to keep up is always ToledoWalleye.com. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it, man.
All right, Matt Melzak, voice of the Walleye and the Mud Hen. So I'm going to take a little credit. I hired Matt, I think that would have been back in the 2002 campaign. So he's got a pretty good run going here of 15 years in Toledo. And you know what? Not a lot of guys get to, move up through the ranks as broadcasters. I know he's, had a few kicks at the can. It hasn't happened, but I tell you what. If you're a minor pro play-by-play guy and you're doing the Mud Hens and you're doing the Walleye, that is not a bad gig. TAS Electronics Weather, TAS Electronics Sports. Traffic is always brought to you by Super Fitness Toledo. This show is always driven by the low payment king, Ralph Mahalik. Visit MonroeSuperstore.com. Ram Power Days continue here at the Superstore, coming to you from the new and revamped showroom. It looks great. Come on up and see us. Michigan football with Kyle Rowland right around the corner.
In traffic jams, it's the Drive Time Show on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's your host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to Drive Time. My name is Mike Miller. Glad to have you on board. Home of the Buckeyes, home of the Detroit Lions. I'd like to remind everyone that all the guests appear on the Vito's Pizza phone line through the end of the month. How about this? Large barbecue chicken pizza, $11, no coupon needed. That's at Vito's Pizza, ingredients you can trust. Just another note here, come to the Monroe Superstore and pink out your ride, or better yet, check out one of the three new vehicles with a custom pink My Ride graphics. Receive a free switch.
And turn up the dial. It's Drive Time on ESPN 106.5 The Ticket. Here's the host of Drive Time, Mike Miller.
All right, everybody. Welcome back to the Superstore. Four leases, your choice. $188 a month, 36-month lease. 2017 Jeep Grand Cherokee 4x4, the Laredo, $188. All new 2018 Jeep Compass Trailhawk 4x4, $188 a month. 2017 Chrysler 300S, $188 a month. 2017 Journey GT, 36 months, $188 a month. Again, all the guests here in Drive Time, join us on the Vito's Pizza phone line. Ingredients you can trust. Probably just heard the commercial, everybody. Toledo's ESPN 106.5, The Ticket, and Yingling has a chance for you to attend the Michigan-Ohio State game in Ann Arbor in late November with limo service. The runner-up prize, of course, trip for two, Big Ten championship game. Register one time. 1065theticket.com. Text border battle 64636. Again, I'd like to thank our guests tonight. We talked some hockey with Matt Melzack. Walleye are off to a 1-1 start. And then we talked some football with Kyle Rowland. Baseball back in action tonight. The New York Yankees at home to take on the Astros, who have a 2-0 lead in that series. Cubs in Los Angeles. That series returns the ALCS to Wrigley Field in Chicago. That is tomorrow. Boy, I got to tell you, the Jugglers going at it. What's up tonight? You got the ball game, I'm sure, tonight, huh, Jim?
Indeed we do. We got Buckeye Roundtable for all things Ohio State football coming at you next here on the Ticket from 6 to 8. And then as soon as that's done at 8, we'll go right into just before first pitch of that Game 3, Astros-Yankees from the Bronx. That also means that Monday Night Football tonight, which is Indy at Tennessee, that'll be courtesy of our friends at Westwood One over on Talk Radio 100.7, 745, the pregame time for that one. And over on Talk Radio 100.7 as well, all things Bowling Green Falcon football, the Falcons Nest Coaches Show, coming at you at 6 o'clock.
Hey, you interviewed Dino Babers for a long time.
Yes, we did, yeah.
He was at Bowling Green. I mean, geez, congratulations to him. What a great win. And, you know, when you had those lengthy conversations with him, and I heard a lot of them, what stood out to you, Jim, about his ability to pull something off like that?
That he's placed, that he coaches to that effect, you know, that he tries to bring out the best in his guys. I think he did that in Bowling Green. And, you know, Syracuse may be a power conference school, but the football wise they're not as they're middle of the pack there. So for him to be able to bring that program a little bit back, I mean, before Dino went to Syracuse from BG, the Orange were terrible for a good couple of years in a row as they switched, you know, conferences those couple of years back when all the realignment occurred. But that's the biggest takeaway, I think. He brings out the best in the guys that he has with her. He did it at Bowling Green, and we're seeing it at times, you know, at Syracuse. I mean, I remember last year having to congratulate Dino Babers for his Syracuse Orange beating my Hokies in a very similar situation up in that dome up there in Syracuse. There's something about that building, too, as well.
Good stuff. Congratulations. Kyle touched on it. I'm sure you and Bob touched on it as well. Compelling, compelling weekend college football. All right, everybody, back here at the Superstore tomorrow. Then Wednesday, we're out at the Kroger store in Perrysburg, a little BGUT fanfare. Great stuff. Good week lined up. Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it. We'll do it again tomorrow here from the Superstore at 5 o'clock. My name's Mike Miller. This show is always driven by the Low Payment King, Ralph Mahalik. So long and good night, everybody.